That noise, ladies and gentlemen, was static. The real crashing kind of static that makes you turn your radio set off in disgust because you can't hear anything else. But static, you know, is really only one of half a hundred different noises that can spoil your daily radio reception. Suppose, for example, the man next door decides to use his electric razor. Pretty hard to hear your favorite program through that racket, isn't it? Now let's imagine that this man's wife starts to run the vacuum cleaner over the living room floor. Actually, it's surprising how many things can ruin your listening enjoyment. Motors, refrigerators, oil burners, electric fans, elevators, neon signs, all blending into a buzzing, crackling, roaring mass of noise easily picked up by the sensitive tubes of your ordinary radio. Yes, sir, there's nothing like sitting down to enjoy a quiet hour with the radio, particularly when reception is mangled and drowned out or distorted, not only by natural static, but by motors, electric devices, dial telephones, and all those other wonderful things science has given us. But hold on a minute. Did I say science? You really can't put the blame on science, because after all, besides creating the problem itself of clear, noise-free radio reception, it's also given us the answer to that problem. A new wonder called frequency modulation, better known by the two letters FM. Let's pretend to start off that we're sitting in your home listening to one of these new FM radios, and we can tell you more about it. The music is clear, as if the orchestra were right in the very room with us. Very real, isn't it? Notice those high notes, then the deep zoom zoom of the bass. FM gives you all the tones at both ends of the musical scale with equal fidelity. FM is the newest thing in radio. Not just an experiment or a novelty to help reception. It's here, perfected, going into widespread use all over the country as new FM stations take to the air. FM is often referred to as staticless radio, but that's only part of its advantages. FM gives you better listening, not only because it's interference-free, but because it's faithful to every tone. So much so that when a telephone bell rings over your FM loudspeaker like this, you'll find yourself actually reaching out to answer the telephone. Usually, you know, broadcasters try to avoid bells, gongs, chimes, and other fast vibrating sounds on the regular radio programs because they seem so muffled and artificial. But FM isn't afraid of any of them. Did you hear those echoing overtones? Now listen to the way FM reproduces this cool chime. And these assorted bells. The graceful noise of liquid pouring, so hard to reproduce with standard broadcasting, is also easy for FM. Each little gurgle and glug is a definite sound. You don't get the impression that a dam has broken somewhere. It's really water being poured, and that's exactly what it sounds like. So, now suppose we put a few ice cubes in a glass. You'll notice the high, almost metallic clink as they hit the sides. Then we'll pour carbonated water over them, and if you listen carefully, you can hear the fizz of crackling little bubbles as they rise to the surface. There are hundreds of these sounds. You know them all because you encounter them every day in real life. They startle you now because you can hear them over a radio as perfectly as if we weren't separated, you and I, by miles of empty air. And this fact should bring home a very important point about FM. You've grown to think your present type of radio is clear and real because you've never heard any other kind of radio broadcasting. But no matter what you tell yourself, it still sounds like a radio, which is noticeably different from the way the same voice, the same music would sound if you were actually in the broadcasting studio. FM's great achievement consists of wiping out that screen of distortion and artificiality between you and the radio studio by reproducing every note with complete fidelity. Close your eyes for a few seconds. Forget you're listening to a loudspeaker and think this fact over while the orchestra plays The Dance of the Clowns by Rimsky-Korsakov. Did you notice the sharp brilliance in that music? It shows the realistic quality that FM can inject into your entertainment free from muffling and the dull effect that naturally takes place when you chop off both the high notes and the low notes, as in ordinary broadcasting. We've stressed this matter of high fidelity quite strongly in the past few minutes, so let's go back to FM's amazing freedom from annoying noises. Mr. Orchestra Leader, how about playing us a few bars of your modern arrangement of Souvenir, as it might sound over an ordinary radio receiver that doesn't have the tone range FM offers? That's not bad, of course. It does lack the range of tone that FM can give you, but it's pleasant. That man next door. Look, he's getting out his electric razor again. He's plugging it into the wall socket. And now comes the noise. See, your program's gone, drowned out by the noise. So is your peaceful disposition. You walk over and snap off the receiver. That takes care of that. Or does it? If you only had an FM receiver that was tuned to one of the new noise-free FM stations, you could easily turn it on, like this. We're listening to FM now. That neighbor can shave himself till his face wears off. No noise, no crackle, no buzz. And it sounds twice as natural. This, ladies and gentlemen, is FM. One of the big reasons you get such wonderful reception from FM is because it's so quiet. When there are no voices, no music coming over the air, it's silent as a ghost's footsteps. I'm going to stop talking now for a full 15 seconds, and you can see that there's no background rush, none of the little internal vacuum tube noises in the set, no hum, nothing to let you know your FM receiver is turned on. Did you notice that? Black, velvety silence. No wonder every musical note comes over the air so clearly, so precisely, against a background of perfect quiet. No noise, exact fidelity, a wonderful new world of entertainment and education. Your local radio dealers have the new combination FM sets on display. Receivers that let you hear ordinary broadcast stations, or at the snap of a switch, enter the crystal clear realm of radio known as FM. These sets are not expensive. Why don't you investigate further? Learn what real listening pleasure can be. Prepare for years of better radio with an FM set. This transcribed program has been prepared for you by FM Broadcasters Incorporated, a national organization representing the FM stations themselves, solely in the interest of FM's advancement. To end the discomforts of natural static. The racket of man-made interference. And to bring you instead the pure tones of perfect programs. The peak of radio enjoyment.